الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه لي متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are in the month of Rajab, and just before we start our talk, one very important repetition that we Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif daily, and at a very bare minimum 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening, which will not take any time whatsoever, and if we can, we should increase much more. And then on the day of Jumu'ah, try and read 100 times. And that also is really very little. Otherwise, if we can, many people, mashallah, on a daily basis read 500 times Durood Sharif and 1,000 times on Jumu'ah. So Allah give us tawfiq. And the best Durood is Durood-e-Ibrahimi, which we read in our namaz. Otherwise, there are plenty Durood which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us also, and which great awliya, buzurg, have also formulated very beautiful Durood Sharif. One such kitab is Dalailul Khairat, which is a kitab with beautiful Durood Sharifs written in it. So whatever, but we should try and read Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other very important thing is, may Allah give us the love, give us the tawfiq of making amal on sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, man ahya sunnati, a person who makes my sunnat alive has made me alive, faqad ahyani. And a person who has made me alive, faqad ahabbani, that person has made muhabbat to me. Waman ahabbani, and that person who loves me, kana ma'i fil jannah, will be with me in jannah. So yeah, there are a few different subjects which are in here. One is to make sunnah alive, and that Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, man amila bis sunnah, a person who makes amal on sunnah, he has made sunnah alive. And especially in another riwayat, inda fasadi ummati, when there is fasad in the ummat, when people are mocking the sunnah, na'uzu billah, when people are seeing our success in a path away from the sunnah, at such a time, when this is happening in the ummah, to make the sunnah alive, what great value. And the other part obviously is, man ahabbani, a person who loves my sunnah, by making sunnah alive, faqad ahabbani, that person has made muhabbat with me. And only on muhabbat, it is quite sure that we can't practice on every sunnah. That was the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were exalted and they were great. They followed in it. We are extremely, extremely weak. But to try and follow as many sunnahs, and what we cannot follow, the love of it being the heart. Just the love of sunnah is also a very great ibadat. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that person will be with me in Jannah. Sunnah is a very, very important aspect in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love of Sunnah, to practice upon Sunnah, to make Sunnah alive, and especially in these times, to stand firm on Sunnah and to make it alive in the whole Ummah. And a person who loves the Sunnah, that person will be also with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, he'll be just around, in the surrounding and precincts of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So one great Sunnah that we should try and bring into our lives is the Sunnah of this dua also. We read the other dua, hopefully we are reading it still, we should carry on. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And the essence of it even more, so that the value of Ramadan can come into our hearts. And here also we see this riwayat is in Hayat al-Sahaba as well, in other kitabs as well, that Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me protected, keep me safe for the month of Ramadan. That is from sicknesses, from any other problem. Maybe we are not sick, somebody else. Now the whole Ramadan, we are running to hospital, we are running from doctor to doctor. Allah protect us. Maybe some court case, and now we are involved in that, seeing lawyers and all other things. Allah keep us protected. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li. And make Ramadan also, that it is also everything goes well during the month of Ramadan. Especially the sighting of the moon, that there mustn't be a controversy in that. We find that also many times it happens in so many countries. They spend on four different days they start Ramadan. The Eid is on 3-4 different days. So Allah keep the environment also nice for the sighting of the moon for Ramadan, and at the end of Ramadan for the Eid again, that we know whether it is 29 clear or whether it is 30 clear. If it is 29, we can't keep the 30th roza. And if it is 30, we can't make Eid on the 30th. We have to keep them. So whatever it is, Allah make that also safe. And all the other conditions also, we find many times, alhamdulillah, to a great extent, this is gone out now. But previously, first, second, third night of Ramadan, always quarrels and fights in the masjid. Either about the month of the sighting of the moon, or we should find that somebody wants the fan on, another one wants it off. And there are quarrels starts about that. On small, small matters, shaitan makes us like that. The major shaitans are changed. And our nafs, we have given ourselves over to our nafs. So even then, our nafs troubles us in the month of Ramadan, and we find lot of quarrel instead of making ibadat. So Allah protect us, that the ibadat which is required of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq of that Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. And in the front also, Allah keeps Ramadan. That is the ibadat of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accepts it from us. And the ibadat which we did in Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq. That in front now, that ibadat is protected. And it mustn't happen that a person spends the Ramadan in ibadat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, then sometimes already on Eid night, or that also hopefully is no more in the ummah, we have an Eid ball, like a party, and doing all haram things in that. After the month of Ramadan, this is how to celebrate Eid. On Eid's day, going to haram venues, boys and girls mixing there, etc. At one time, the bioscopes, now cinemas now, more or less the thing of the past, but they should have special films on Eid night. And people should go and spend their nights going to see some film in a cinema, etc. Alhamdulillah, by and large, most of these things are gone, but they are replaced with other evils. Today the cinema is right in the palm of our hand. And worse things than the cinemas also, right in the palm of our hand. So it must not happen. Ramadan, we spend our time correctly, hopefully, and then at the end we go and just wash away everything. And we just go and do all haram on the night. Today with the cell phone, nobody will know also. So Allah give us tawfiq to read this dua also. And with the essence of it also. So this is also one great sunnah. Allah bring it alive in us and let give us tawfiq to read this dua and to learn it and to read it and try and read it fervently with our heart, not just verbally, just that we have to read it, it's a sunnah, but that the reality of it comes into our hearts. We are all desperately in need of it. In this ayatul kareema, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, Allah is addressing the believers, whom Allah Ta'ala loves very greatly. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers, and a friend always desires good for his friend. So Allah is addressing his friend and telling them of something which he desires for them. Like for example, we come to know that there is a certain bargain up for sale in the shops, whatever. Then we immediately phone the family also, that butter is going at a very cheap price at a certain shop, etc. They go and buy, or this is going cheap. So Allah, what was good for us, what really is good, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, that I'm telling you of not a bargain, of what a great commodity, that my friend, something very great has been done for you. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made farz upon you. They have been written down as law for you. And Allah Ta'ala here used the majhool kutiba, not kataba alaykum as-kataptu alaykum as-siyam, I made rozas farz on you, because roza is a bit hard on a person. A person can't have his food as he normally has. His sleep gets also disrupted. Many things. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that rozas have been made farz upon you. So that relationship of love between Allah and His banda, nothing comes in between that. Though it is from Allah, only Allah has made rozas for us, but Allah did not address it in that way directly, that we don't feel it hard also. How much Allah made our riayat. Like in another ayat, Allah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala has introduced Himself to mankind, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Allah is the knower, the alim of the ghayb also, and the shahadat, what is in front, what is hidden also, and what is apparent also. But for Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing hidden. Everything is shahadat. Everything is a shahada in front of Allah. Everything Allah sees and knows perfectly well. What we don't know, how my heart is functioning at the moment, how my lungs are functioning at the moment, we don't know at all. Allah knows everything. What is in the depths of the earth, in the depths of the sea, what is in the heights of the sky, what we know, nothing. Allah knows everything. But yet Allah Ta'ala taking us into consideration. For us it is ghaib. For Allah it is shahada. So Allah even introduced Himself from our point of view, that Allah is alimul ghaib. Otherwise, everything is shahada for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is so, how much He considers us, and how kind He is with us, and what the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala is, we cannot imagine also. As Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, al-Saqafi, who is known as the Zalim of the Ummah, and how many people he had executed. But even him, on his dying bed, his mother told him, you have killed so many, executed pious, great, great people. And what is going to happen? He asked his mother that if you had to make my judgment, that must I go to Jannat or Jahannam, what will you make? One mother, she said, I'll make you a faisla of Jannat for you in spite of all your wrong. So he said that Allah Ta'ala, who has got more love for His creation than all the mothers of the world, not only the Muslims, the non-Muslims also, not only human beings, animals also, how they love their little ones. Allah has got more love. So I have full yaqeen and umid in Allah that Allah will have mercy. So how kind is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Allah's mercy we cannot imagine. We just have to tap on it. And Allah has brought us into this world to draw of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to continuously beg of Allah Ta'ala for His mercy. So Allah Ta'ala here has said that rozas have been made for us for you. Then again, more easy Allah made it for us to accept it. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. You are not singled out that you have to keep rozas, this ummah. No, the ummahs of before also kept rozas. So don't find it hard now. Like we find very commonly new students who come, especially in Ula, they say the work is too much. We can't understand. Many haven't heard a word of Urdu. And here we're teaching in Urdu. Urdu is a foreign language for us. English is also a foreign. We don't know English also. Now how must they learn? But they persevere. And what we tell them, that so many other students like you came, they learned. And today, mashallah, they've completed their course. And they are serving deen wherever they are. So you are the same. You are average, or you are under average also, they were also like that, or you are above average, but as they became successful, you will also become, and we see many then, just with a little bit of encouragement, they complete the course, and they finally complete, and they become alims also. So Allah Ta'ala takes us into consideration there also. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. And then Allah Ta'ala gives the great, one of the great, great rewards of roza, la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you will become muttaqi. So that you will acquire the quality of taqwa. So that you will learn how to observe the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and stay away from what Allah Ta'ala has made haram. So if we spend our Ramadan correctly, like 5 times namaz a day, Allah has given it as a service for the body. That we train our eyes where they must look. We train our mind and heart to concentrate. And we put our heads, which we feel is the height of our achievement in this dunya, by our brains. We put it right down on the ground for Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And actually, still there are many masajid in the world, in the rural areas. Forget these carpets, there isn't even a grass mat. There isn't nothing on the ground. You make sajda on the ground. And so there, right in front of Allah, you put your head right on the ground in front of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, you have in front of you, I'm absolutely nothing. So namaz 5 times a day, Allah Ta'ala has made it for the service of this human being. And for that, you get a message on your phone nowadays that your car needs service now. You must come in. Allah send a message with the azan 5 times. Now come in for your service now. Come for your success. Hayya ala al-falah. And salah will bring you to your falah. You perform your salah, and in that, for the month of Rajab, we should correct our salah. Every aspect of our salah, that we are performing 5 times, then we see that we are, our outward postures at least are correct. Then inwardly, our concentration in our salah, we try and develop that and get the reality of salah, and that it is not just like an exercise. Like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, many people from the roza, they get nothing but staying hungry and thirsty. Nothing more they get than that. Because they messed up their roza with all other wrong things. Same thing with namaz. If we don't make effort on namaz, then it will be just like an exercise. Our faraz will be off. We have done our faraz. But to get the real benefit of namaz, that is with concentration, devotion, and we have to work towards that. At the same time, consider our past life from the time we became baligh. Haven't we got any qaza namazes? If we got any qaza, fulfill them also. So that also has to be corrected. The same with our roza. If we got some qaza roza, many times we were still young and we were at school, at college, university, environment was different, our life was different, perhaps we weren't keeping rozas. We have to make up for those qaza rozas. So roza also with the essence of it, as namaz with the essence. Roza also, we have to perform, we have to keep with the essence of roza, not just a matter of staying hungry. Many people, perhaps till now, which was very common, that rozas used to be kept, but no namaz. People were very weak in namaz. Alhamdulillah, things have changed tremendously. And many people will make their namaz, and not only their namazes, but making their tahajjud also, making their ishraq and chasht and awwabin also. Otherwise, these were unheard of things. Now, rozas were kept somehow. And just that it's roza, you must stay hungry. But more than that, what is Ramadan? We didn't really know. And we keep on learning. Just last night, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatum, explained that Juma is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. Laylatul Qadr, which we all understand, is the most valuable. But he says Juma's value is even more greater. And he quotes from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And the reason Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh gives, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was conceived in the night of Juma. So just because of that, Juma's fazilat is so great. Allah let us understand the fazilat of the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. Allah forgive us for our ghaflat. And Allah let us appreciate. And the main ibadat of Jumu'ah, with the faraiz of course on their place, is durood sharif, salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much we can increase our durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, this is one of the great ibadats of the day of Jumu'ah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire taqwa. So if we observe the rozas of Ramadan as we are supposed to, ulama have written, fuqaha have written, that as we understand roza is for us, it is for us. No eating, drinking, no sexual relationships with our wives from Subah Sadiq until sunset. Basically, those are the three main farais that we understand. But they explain there is roza of the tongue also. That we mustn't speak all wrong things, unnecessary things. That also we must stay away. Roza of the eyes also, that we don't look at haram also. Roza of the ears also, that we don't listen to any haram things. Today, how many of our phones have got musical tones? And we listen to that, and every time we listen to the musical tone, it's having an effect on our heart. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this also very beautifully. He says, like, a fly comes and sits on the food. Whatever we got on the table, mitai, anything, Hazrat in his wonderful way explains this, and it takes a little bit food away. It comes repeatedly and takes. He says, soon it will take so much that it can open a restaurant. It will have so much food, now it can sell to other people. Open a hotel, and finally a motel also. So much it has taken. So like that, this music that we listen to, every time little the phone rings, musical tone. We put it, we started answering, the musical tone is gone. But every time we are listening, it's creating what is nifaq, hypocrisy in our hearts. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that music causes nifaq in the heart more faster than a plant that grows in the desert. And that plant, usually in the desert it rains seldom. But when it rains overnight, that plant grows about 4 meters high. Our normal homes are about 2.6, the ceiling, etc., 2.4, 2.6. So 4 meters, almost double the amount that plant grows overnight. More faster than that, hypocrisy comes into the heart. And today, hypocrisy is quite common. Nifaq-e amali, as far as our amal, what we say and what is in our amal, two complete different things. Allah save us from nifaq-e i'tiqadi, even nifaq-e amali. Allah make us mukhlis in the true sense. And that is not an easy thing, for effort has to be made for this true ikhlas. Otherwise, I'm speaking now, but my amal, my insight, we find it very different, two complete different things we are. So, and this is the music, one of the major causes of this is the music that we are listening to. And Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were not shy. Walked in the bazaar place, heard some music and put his fingers in his ear. We will be shy to do this. That what will the people think of us, etc. Today we don't want to speak against the haram that is happening. Also at this point, I just add this. There are many gunas that all of us are involved in. Kullukum khata'un. But there are certain gunas, major gunas. But privately we are doing them. Nobody knows about them. We are doing them in various aspects of our life. But today there are many major gunas which we are doing openly. And we don't care about it. And everyone sort of endorses it also. For example, the marriages that we are having and the marriages, the ceremonies of the weddings that we are having. So much of haram is taking place. And learned good people are present there also. And nobody objects the amount of wastage, intermingling, music, and the disrespect of the Quran Sharif when it is read there. Our behavior at that time, the dressing especially of the woman, even the man, what dressing most of us have got at that time. And yet Quran Sharif is being recited in that environment, and not a word is spoken about it. And it's like accepted. There are so many other things. Honeymoon is like accepted. It's just a normal thing. Whereas there are so many evils with that also. Going to the gym, our man, our woman, how many haram things openly take place. But we don't speak about it. This is really what pulls the adab of Allah Ta'ala. A person commits guna, he knows I'm guna, he feels guilty about it, and he does it privately, quietly, that also is haram. Allah Ta'ala deals with that person, then individual. But this on a collective, open way we are doing it. And what are happening in our, what we call our weddings. And all other weddings also, and not a word spoken about it. And we are not even allowed to speak against it. Music taking place right next to the masjid, loud, loud music, which is coming into at namaz time. And the music coming into the masjid, etc. And it's just being passed. We just sweep it under the carpet and nothing is being done. Then we can expect what we have to expect. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala open our eyes, and that we come to, and then the sad thing is, we are all asking, why is the ummah suffering like this? Why are there so many problems? Why are people in difficulties? What a paradox, what an so illogical. It is so clear that we are planting weeds, and we are weeds of the Western way of life, almost totally in our lives. From the door where we step in, our homes are like Western people's homes. What resemblance has it got to the Sunnah? To any simplicity in our homes, etc. Tell every room in our homes, tell the kitchen and out from the back door. Now everything is more according to the Western way of life, modern way of life, any other way of life. In our weddings, we'll have Hindu customs, we'll have Christian customs, we'll have Jewish customs. And at that time, Sunnah is just thrown away. There is no regard for Sunnah. And good people who will, their whole life they speak on Sunnah. But when the test comes upon us, whether it's the pressure of the woman, whether it's the pressure of who we are getting married to, that family, then we just crush and we crack at that time. And everything goes and the Sunnah is thrown away. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and at least to try and correct these things. May Allah give me tawfiq. We are all in the same boat. And it is for us now to try and change these things if we want the change to come. Another very sad thing is, we are all worried what is happening to the ummah, but who of us are worried what is in me, what is my wrong? That we have to worry of the ummah is mubarak. But I am wrong, my problems, I've got my evil, I'm just looking at other people's wrongs. But my own wrongs I'm not seeing. And simple it is, if everyone can see his own wrong, and it corrects it, it makes islah of it, then the whole ummah is correct. Everyone will be correct, and Allah's rahmat will come down. But all of us, we forget ourselves, and we are seeing that the faults of others, and we don't see our own faults. Allah give us tawfiq of that also. And then Allah made this roza even more easier. Allah said, ayyam ma'adudat. There are days which you can, very few days, which you can count easily. Just on one finger you can count the 30 rozas. We read our tasbihat also. We read 33 times subhanallah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. So just on one finger we read that, our rozas also just for a few days. Ayyamun ma'adudat. And so just for a few days, it was given to the people of before. Rozas have been made farz upon you. You accept it. And you will get taqwa. And a person who has got taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala will open doors of the unseen for that person. يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. From where he cannot imagine, Allah Ta'ala will give rozi. Today we don't have trust on this. Myself, how weak are we that we don't have trust? We know if I have a university degree, I will earn so much. I have a shop like this, I have a business like that, a factory like that, I will earn so much. But on taqwa, that every need of mine, and on taqwa Allah will give that rozi that you don't have to worry about crooks also. Today you make money, now you don't know where to put it. You hide it in your house, you're afraid of the crooks. You put it in the bank, you're afraid of the receiver. Everywhere you made the money, you worried to make money, you made money, now you got a bigger worry. And then also people are now after you because of your money. This one wants to borrow from you, that one wants to lend. Now you have to make again false excuses, etc. So all that. But with taqwa, Allah will give you as you need, where you need it. Even if you are in a foreign country and you are in need of money, before your need arises, Allah will make the arrangement. So that is on taqwa. Allah, give me the understanding, give us all the understanding. More than we make effort for money, and more we worry about education of our children, we should make effort for taqwa in our children also. Inculcate. It's not so very long ago, when the elders are in the families, they used to teach this to the children, that if the child, for example, spoke a lie, small child, 3, 4 years, 5 years old, they would light a match and bring it to his tongue. He said, if you're going to lie, I'll burn your tongue. And in this way, and remember, by lying, you're going to go in the fire of Jahannam, which is much worse than this year. Anything they swear, or anything, they should make their tarbiyat like that. And the taqwa was developed in them. There are various ways that the taqwa. But then roza Allah has made, the month of Ramadan is such that it is of piety, righteousness. Everyone keeps roza in Ramadan. And so to keep roza is easy. And Allah favors what is great treasure in Ramadan. What taqwa which also we make that effort in that direction, Allah will grant it to us. So Allah make Ramadan easy for us. Let us reach Ramadan and let us make our ibadat and let it be looked after. And Allah give us taqwa also. And Allah Ta'ala, with taqwa, we get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The good friends of Allah are the muttaqeen. Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.